Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to tell you about the Jordan Harbinger Show again. I've been chatting a lot about Jordan's show. It's awesome. If you like to learn new things, if you like stories and secrets and the skills of the world's most brilliant and interesting people, go listen to it. I do. Search for it, listen to it, and follow the Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's do this thing. Are you ready? Why not? Let's have some fun. A lot of years ago, I was trying to have more fun, but I kept doing something that everybody does every single day, and I hated it. It made me anxious. I opened up my calendar and went, it was full. And the problem was not that I didn't want to say busy. It was full of stuff that wasn't that important to me. I was doing stuff for other people, and I said, I have to look at this differently. There must be space that I can do my own thing, and if I could change how I saw my calendar, would that change? And it did. So it's a bit sophisticated. It's simple, but it's sophisticated. If I can get you to think this way today, it's going to change everything, I promise you. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. 15 million downloads. Oh, you know something? I think we're on track here in the next 30 days to just cross consistently. We've been there before, but just consistently, about 1 million downloads a month. Is that crazy? And it's all your fault. It's all your fault because you keep tuning in and listening every single day. And thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's me, Scott. Good to have you. Going to have fun today talking about calendars. And this is one of those things that we all are into time management. I think we have to be. But to me, the thing that drives me is not so much managing my time. It's not trying to get more done. I'm not a productivity hound like that. I don't have to be. I get a lot done, trust me. But it's more being focused in the big picture of what's important for me and for you and what you really want to do. When you get out of bed, and you look at your calendar, can you get the stuff done that's important to you? And not wait till you're retired someday and say, okay, now I have time to do it. You won't then either. If you don't get the habit today, it's not going to happen. So we'll get into that today. And I'm going to spin your head around just a little bit, if that's okay. You know, one of the most important things to me when it comes to a podcast is curation. Did the host do the research and then bring me what's interesting to me and then do a great job delivering it? That is what the Jordan Harbinger Show does every single episode. Covers a lot of different topics, but there's a common thread. He goes deep, he keeps it entertaining, and keeps it very listenable. Now, officially, he decodes the stories, secrets, and skills from the world's most fascinating people with in-depth conversations. These people are at the top of their game. But the truth is, what he does is real and intelligent talk. He just gives you great information that you're going to be happy to have. So I have a recommendation for an episode I want you to listen to. Episode 585, I think it's the most recent one. Timothy Snyder, 20th Century Lessons on Tyranny. He talks about how democracy is an ongoing activity, and we can't wait for an election cycle, and there are things we should do every single day to maintain a free and open society. It's cool stuff. Now, obviously topical, obviously could be controversial, but you know what it really is? It's conversational. It's conversational, something that's sorely missing these days. Really, really enjoyed the interview, so you should check that out. And you can, and some more episodes if you'd like to as well. The Jordan Harbinger Show. Search for it, listen to it, and follow it wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's start. I was on the phone with a client, and this client said something I've heard, well, I hear it almost every day. I never have time to work on what's important to me. I hear it constantly. Now, that the prerequisite to that is you kind of know what's important to you. We'll get to that in a minute here. But if you do, and years and years and years are passing, and you're dealing with everything else around you, trying every productivity hack in the world, stop it. Stop it. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Do the stuff that works for you. Well, okay, that's another podcast. But stop it right now, because if you know what's important to you, you have to look at things differently or you will never get it done. I promise you this, anybody who is getting stuff done that really, really is important to them, it's because they are looking at their world like you're going to learn to do today. So I hear that from people every single day around the world. Everyone's so busy. What they're trying to do is master their productivity. Hack, 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 hack. They're running like a hamster on a wheel is all it amounts to. And I was doing the same thing. Years and years ago when I was running my own business, I finally bailed from corporate America and I said, enough of this stuff. The bosses finally said, it's about darn time you quit because you don't want to do this anyway. You want to be an entrepreneur. I said, yeah, I guess I should just go. But when I did it, I got in my business and I was very disciplined to make sure that I was going to stay busy all day long. So I was trying while the business sucked the life out of me to keep up with everything. And that was demanding all my focus. That's when I realized my focus was in the wrong place in terms of what I did every single day. So here's the problem. I was running my business, maybe like you, because I've seen your calendar. I have been on coaching calls with thousands of people, and I mean thousands. And I've seen your calendars. And I just want to, I'll say it, I want to puke. I want to run. I want to freak out. I get anxious looking at your calendar. What do you, and all the colors and the five or six different calendars you have together. It's, yeah. You have the same problem I had. I ran my day based on events on my calendar. I know what gets scheduled gets done, right? That's what they all say. And it's true. There's no doubt about that. My point is here, even if you schedule what's important to you, are you getting it done? Probably not, because something else is going to get in the way. Somebody's going to get on your calendar. They're going to invite you to a calendar, and you're just going to let them jump on your calendar like that. They're going to take your life away. You're not even going to have a chance to stop it. All those red and green blocks, they're controlling my life. They're controlling yours. Now, without thinking and wanting to be more productive, what I used to do was manage it better. Add more blocks, change different colors, have different calendars, the whole thing. Maybe make it a 25-minute meeting instead of a 30-minute meeting, and that'll give me a transition time. And might work for you, doesn't work for me. Because I have thinking time I want to put in. I have things that satisfy me, and you do too. So one day, I decided to ask myself a question. I said, how do I look at my calendar? I mean, how... Actually, what it really was... is how do I want my calendar to look? When I looked at my calendar, how do I want it to look? And I got to be honest with you, a truthful answer right now, empty. I want nothing on my calendar. Now, people laugh at me when I say that. Wait a second. You'd be bored if it's empty. No, No. I look at it differently. I don't want any other event, anything that is not the most important thing in my life on my calendar, or at least I want it there as little as possible. We all have stuff we have to do, don't we? But my honest answer was empty. Wouldn't your honest answer be empty? Or at least stuff that you really want to do? Of course it would be. Sounds like a silly goal, though. But honestly, I have no interest in focusing colored blocks on my calendar. I just don't. I want more time to do what's important to me. And the moment I realized that, I shifted everything. Because what I was looking for was hidden in plain sight. It was right there, and I hadn't seen it before. Some white space. I say white space. Could be any color. It's the openness. It's the space between the blocks. If you look at a calendar 7 days a week and there's not one block on there, it's just a big white calendar, like a Google calendar, unless you've got those fancy things on it that make it different. It's just white space. And if you're in graphic design, you know that white space is good, isn't it? So what I did, I flipped how I looked at a calendar. And it's just a mindset. My calendar is 100% mine. All that space, all that white space, I want it as empty as possible, and all that space is mine to do whatever I want to do. And this is the key here. The key is it's my focus. Now, that doesn't mean I don't do other things. It means I have coaching calls, I have negotiation calls, I have all kinds of things I have to do. It gets on my calendar. But my focus is not on those spots. My focus is on everything else. When I get to an event that's on my calendar, it simply is an interruption in my day. I stop, I deal with it, I get right back immediately, post-haste, as they say. Right back to what's important to me. A small distinction, huge results. Now, here's why. Because most people that I work with on a regular basis, if you're ever going to get to me, you're finally going to come to me, you're going to say, okay, it's not balanced the way I want. I'm not getting the relevant results that I want. It's not going, I don't know what's happening, man. I'm just so busy, I can't even deal with it. So when you get to me, I'm going to grab you and say, well, we just need to take your overall primary mindset and move it to the right spot. So two things you need to make this work. If you can grasp this, if you can look at your calendar today, pull it out right now, Look at your calendar right now. Do you see all the colored blocks or do you see the white space? What do you see? I see the white space. I do. So to make this work for me is this. Number one, you must know your most important goal, whatever is important to you, whatever you want to do, whatever makes your heart sing, whatever that happens to be, that must be at the forefront of your mind, not in a file tucked away in your Evernote. In other words, if you're going to get out of bed and work all day long at what you love to do, then darn it, do it. Don't put it away and get back to it every third or fourth month and go, okay, let me see if I can carve out time on the weekend to work on my thing I love to do. No. It's front and center. It is your primary focus. This is why you're on the planet. It's not a maybe someday goal. Everything else is the maybe someday goal. What you want that's most important is your primary. Do you get it? Might be hard if you're working full time. Might be hard if you're spending 12 hours a day already, but you can transition over time if you start to look at it that way. You'll see magic, I promise you. Now, what is the second step? Second step is knowing what actions are relevant to getting the results you desire. So think about this. Top of mind, you know who you are, how you roll, how you live, what you want your life to be like, where you're heading. You know that, and that is your 24-hour, 7-day focus. Everything else is a distraction. Everything. You stop, you take care of the distraction, get it out of here. Right back to where you were. When you are doing what you want to do, do you know the actions you should be taking that are relevant to the results that you want to get? Got to know what you want. Got to know those actions that are going to get you what you want. So I told you it's a very, very minor distinction, and it's very likely you're not going to get it. It's a sophisticated way of looking at your life and what you want. But honestly, it's the most honest answer, because how many days are you going to get out of bed and see if you can get everything done so you can get something done for yourself, and another day goes by and it doesn't happen? Shift your focus. Every minute of the day belongs to you. Everything else is a distraction. Just deal with the distraction. They're going to pop up. Take care of them. Boom. Instantly. Do not wait even a second. I turned off my music. I was on such a roll here. Oh, to heck with it. That's okay. I'm not going to go back and try to fix it. Are you kidding me? That would be fake. This is a podcast. We can get real with you. All right. Let me just kind of wrap this up, okay? I cannot express to you, and maybe I've tried, I hope I've been able to do this at least in some way, how many folks are out there just like you right now who are waiting for the chance to focus on what's important. And all you really have to do is decide that what's important is that's it. That's it. That's what you do every single day. That becomes the person you are, becomes what you pursue. It becomes everything to you. Everything else is just a little itty bitty distraction that allows you just to kind of get it done and move on. All right, I'll leave it at that. I beat that in enough today, but it'll change your life. I promise you that. We're coming back tomorrow, and I'll try to push the buttons in the right order and make it perfect for you. Yep, that's not going to happen. I know that for sure.